Why do birds suddenly appear?
I never know where you're going with the start.
Over there.
Yeah, neither do I.
The score is near.
I'd 4-1 to be a Newcastle fan right now. Am I right? Hey!
No.
Kevin! There it is!
No.
Forward!
You say I for one would not to be.
I for one.
I like Theo as well.
I would for one not to be an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
Or not a Newcastle
I for one would love to be an Arsenal
That's
fan.
That's fucking...
No, I'd 4-1-8 to be a...
Yeah.
What? Is that your
fault? I would 4-1 to be a Newcastle fan right now. That's worse.
Anyone going to ask me why I'm wearing this black and white top?
Because in solidarity
for
with Newcastle.
For the funeral of Newcastle United.
I tell you what, guys.
That is brave, by the way. The fact that you've even rocked up to an episode with one of your only three Newcastle girls is insane.
Is that a training top?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I think I got it for you, didn't I? Are you not wearing any Newcastle trackers I got you?
I wore those yesterday.
No, you can't talk. That's no, it. You can't.
A grown adult.
You're not allowed to talk ever again.
That's it. You're banned from speaking.
I'm not even joking. I swear to God, I'm not joking when I say this. I think that's one of the most dominating displays of football this entire season.
Yeah, I agree. Probably. I definitely agree.
I'm not even joking.
That's fair.
I've never seen a team have such little chances, possession. The amount of times Newcastle gave the ball away is embarrassing. Like, it's straight up. Do you know Sven Botman got a 3.3 rating? Do you know how shit that is? That's worse than speed in a Sidemen charity match. That's saying something.
That's worse than me.
And he missed a penalty in that match.
Sven Botman scored
anything
an own
to
goal.
Say?
Botman scored an own goal.
Were we? Can you apologise now? Because we... Everything that happened, we said was going to happen.
No.
We
no,
called
no.
that game it spot did. On
it,
all
it
three
was
of
literally
us.
Exactly what
if
we said.
If the team that I know...
Just say sorry.
Just say sorry.
Apologise.
This is when people will respect you.
You are unbearable, aren't
Lewis,
you, mate?
People will actually... Apologise. They'll say in the comments right now, they'll say, man, I respect Lewis so much. Yeah. If you just say...
I don't
say,
give a fuck if they respect me.
You know what I mean? If you just say you were
and
wrong,
that's why you'll never be on this team.
I'm sorry, and Arsenal are better than Newcastle.
Well, I think I was clear. Sorry. I was definitely
apologize.
Clearly wrong because we lost 4-1.
Apologise.
No.
Apologise.
Be the bigger man.
There's certain players on the pitch who should be apologised.
Do you have enough fingers on your hands to count the amount of times that Newcastle got out of their own half?
No.
Do you know what? I've thought a lot on the performance. Yeah,
yeah. That's three times.
And genuinely...
You got your fingers.
I always say, right, as a Newcastle fan, I don't care. As long as the team tries and they work hard, we were like cowards that game.
No,
I feel
you were
like.
Trying.
And it was, no, but Lewis, it was... No, people cowered it away.
No.
We didn't even
you're
try.
You're being a coward right
we
now, not apologising.
Also, you're wrong, by the way, because I actually think your team did try.
Yeah, I think
they tried really hard.
Honestly,
but they just aren't good enough.
From what I've seen, that is one of the best Newcastle performances this season. So congratulations.
Yeah,
on that.
Well done. Well done on your goal.
But, like you were trying, but you just shit. And no, it is true though. Like not footballers don't go out there not try. They want to win that game, but
you're
they just
washed.
Couldn't do it.
No, they
mate, you gave the ball
the
away.
Apologise.
Probably about 15 times. I'm not. No joke. No word of a lie. You gave the ball 15 times.
Also, can we just give a bit of credit to how good Fabian Schär's clearance was?
How?
Wait, yeah. Where he was like, he just didn't bother kicking it.
Apologise.
No.
Apologise.
I've got nothing to apologise.
You actually are so childish.
Yeah.
What have I got to apologise for? I backed
every
my team.
Week,
for being an arrogant little
team.
Melt.
Yeah. I backed my team and unfortunately we showed up.
No,
sorry, I was completely
there's
wrong. Guys,
between,
you were right.
Lewis, there's a difference between
you
backing
right.
your team and
say
just
sorry,
being
you were
ignorant.
Huh?
Yeah, you heard me.
No, you were still a little naive Arsenal. You just got one over on us. We're not in a good place.
One over?
What are you talking about?
Well, this season, it's a win apiece. So
lucky.
Let's just settle down a little bit.
You're lucky it
you
wasn't about
eight.
Well, let's settle down. You did dominate us here, but we still beat you this season. So let's not get too cocky. We're still a win apiece this season.
Aren't you in the bottom half now?
Yeah, you're actually 1 point away.
Yeah, Wolves are ahead of you.
I know, but I was talking about Newcastle Arsenal. It's a win apiece this season.
And that's all that matters, is it?
Well, I'm saying you've fucking dominated us, but let's not get too excited. Let's not act like every
can't
time you play us,
no one's getting excited.
Can't you process the fact that you actually were wrong?
I was wrong.
And you should say sorry
I
for being
say
so
sorry.
Wrong.
You
are
because
wrong.
Mistakes make us stronger.
You are wrong so often, it's embarrassing.
That's incorrect. No, honestly, I feel annoyed at Eddie Howe a bit for backing down to the Newcastle fan base saying,
what
we need Santino, Dan Burn's a problem. When Dan Burn came on and instantly became one of our better players, got an assist, cleared off the line, and Tino looked weak.
You're right, but you can understand Howe's logic though with the pace of Saka and the skill of
Saka. No, this is what everyone's been saying. What? Tino got absolutely cooked on your, what was it, the third or fourth
but
goal?
Haven't you been crying about how Tino doesn't start?
No, that's what a lot of Newcastle fans are wondering. I've been saying, the reason Dan Burn's in
the
team.
mental gymnastics just... you do every single week is absolutely incredible.
I've said for ages,
you're like a yo-yo. You're like a yo-yo. You change your mind.
I've never said Tino to start.
What did you say about how said what to the fans about Tino? You said what? You said how said something to the fans.
No, the fans have always been saying for Tino's start because Dan Burns apparently the problem.
I would come out.
But like Tino, like was everyone was shit that game, but him especially was getting cooked. Dan Burns came on and was our best player.
Thing is though, all right.
Best player. He put a cross in and
it's not hard to be our best player in that game.
West Ham and Chelsea have obviously a game in hand over you.
By that logic, everyone on your bench was better than the team.
I'd agree.
You're gonna be 12th after West Ham and Chelsea play their game in hand, right? You're gonna most likely not. You're probably gonna,
be, yeah.
you're gonna lose to Wolves 100%. You're also probably gonna lose to Blackburn. You actually might lose to Blackburn.
No, I am Sammy scared will put I'm scared of
he'll
Blackburn.
He'll put a hat-trick past you.
Howard's got to go after this week.
If you lose to Blackburn and Wolves, he's gone. You're sat 12th out of all competitions.
That is true. If you lose to Blackburn and Wolves, he could go. Mate.
Do you know what though? If you're already held out, you must be looking at it.
Newcastle is absolutely fantastic.
He must be looking at it, thinking, well, "What the fuck has happened, lads?" Because like,
if anything, you should be very glad that Matt Ritchie contributed with a 97th minute equaliser or whatever it was, because you really would be a lot worse off.
No, but like I don't know. We were absolute shambles at the back. I don't know what happened. I feel like everyone's panicking.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know what's happened, mate? It's been like this for the last 3 months.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like. We're an absolute shambles at the back.
Joelinton's
best
centre
had his
world,
worst
right?
ever game.
But it's like
Newcastle.
You've only just realised that you're really bad at the back.
You were full strength as well.
We had a strong defence.
Well, you know the reason why he's finally admitting all this stuff?
No.
It's because he's been obliged to actually watch one of the Newcastle games. So he can see what's happening in front of his eyes now.
Yeah. No, it was
and not
shit.
Just read teletext and go, oh, you know, it's 4-4.
Teletext.
Have you thought about who might replace Eddie Howe?
Let's not be silly now, though.
Well, it's not silly at all, mate.
You put it in the dock. You've said in the dock, which you wrote yourself, who could replace him? Oh, let's not be silly now.
It's my job. I'm getting used talking about it.
Yeah, but you're a Newcastle fan. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
I personally say, even if this season goes shit, like down
the
way.
It already is
a bit. Let's write it off and let's start fresh with Joelinton, Tonali, Bruno G in midfield next year. With an actual team and start again, clean slate.
You think Tonali wants to stay? He's going back to AC Milan.
He is going to as well for like 20 million.
He's in the Champions League, right?
No, it's shit. Like it is shit. But like you know, we had fun. We had fun in the Champions League, and now it's back
to. I think
this
might be a blessing in disguise because you'll now probably go and get a top manager who.
No, let's
can
not
get you in the top six regularly.
Let's not disrespect Hal, man.
It's not he's disrespect. Fucking... This is his level, mate. He's a mid-table Premier League manager.
I think he has what it takes to go to the next level, given patience. Based I don't think we should start fantastic season and, well, one and a half fantastic seasons and one bad season doesn't mean we sack him.
One three quarters.
Yeah, but you shouldn't sack him over
that. No, he did do a good job last year, but there's no denying that.
And the half season before.
Do you think you're a little bit tactically out of your depth against Arsenal and Mikel Arteta really just...
Yeah, that is true.
No, we were shit. Like, well, I think everyone.
It was men against boys.
Like, we've beat Sheffield United 7-0, but I still think
it was 8-0. By the way,
it was 8-0. By the way,
I still think our performance against Arsenal.
You're only clean sheet away from
bringing that up is embarrassing.
I'm saying the fact our
you're only clean sheet away from.
If you let me finish, I'm saying we beat Sheffield United 8-0, but this performance by Newcastle is worse than that.
Mate, you've conceded 12.
Well, yeah, because you beat
8-0. Of course, it's worse.
No, than Sheffield United's your thick man.
Whoa! I don't get your point. You didn't give me a high five, so I just fucking...
I don't get your point of like constantly bringing up this 8-0. You conceded 12 goals in the last four games.
I'm saying that 8-0 Sheffield United's performance against Newcastle.
But you're just like living off one result.
Oh my, he still doesn't understand what I'm saying.
Mate, you're living off one result. You constantly bring every podcast.
13 goals as well. You're washed, mate. And
the worst team in the league.
Yeah,
nil.
I'm saying Sheffield United's performance that day wasn't as bad as ours against Arsenal.
On a serious question, if you played them again right now, do you reckon it'd be a draw?
I don't reckon you beat them. I swear to God.
And it could be a draw. I can't sit here and say we beat them because we're chipping goals from every bastard. Honestly, I think most teams in the league will either get a point from us or beat us at the moment.
But what happened to the unbeaten run for the end of the season?
Well, it's got
to
win out the window against Arsenal, didn't it?
Mate, okay, really, let's go through your fixtures, right? Blackburn, probably going to lose.
That's hard.
That isn't probably. They should win.
They probably will.
Should be sacked.
Alan Shearer substituted
against Wolves, you're probably going to lose. Chelsea, probably going to lose.
Yep.
Palace, new manager away at Palace, probably going to lose.
Yep.
West Ham, you might get a draw. Everton, potentially a draw. Fulham away, probably going to lose with Iwobi.
Yep.
Newcastle Spurs.
Newcastle versus Newcastle.
Loss. Man United away, loss. Newcastle against Sheffield United at home.
Oh, that would be good.
Draw.
27th of April, that's the... might get a point.
Relegation 6 points.
The last few matches are Brighton and Brentford, mate. You're fucked.
Can you see Newcastle winning a game for the rest of the season?
I hope so. And like, the thing is, we are just a bit shit, aren't we?
Yeah, you are.
It's not ideal.
Are you going to admit that even with the Porto 1-0, Arsenal are just actually good?
Yeah, you're good when the game's not like strictly important here. Once you start playing like at the end of the season for
Premier
the title.
Premier League football matches.
Other than Liverpool.
Going for the Premier League title.
Let's not forget what Hughes was saying. Let's not forget what Hughes was saying before the match.
Manchester
it's just a game
City.
Against a mid-table team. When it gets to the actual end of the season where these games are directly impacting the title race in a way where it's
all Arsenal can do is to win the games in the Premier League that are put in front of them.
I kind of disagree with you there because we're getting better as the season's going on.
Okay, but when a game strictly matters in that moment, you lose. Like
it matters.
You still haven't got the bottom.
Almost like Liverpool and the Premier League.
I win in Newcastle who are getting destroyed by the worst teams in the league isn't proven.
You've changed your tune.
Yeah, our defence has been getting slapped.
Premier League games.
Yeah,
we've won 1,000 goals.
Yeah,
and then one game that mattered,
you lost to Porto.
It's two legs.
Yeah, we beat.
Thank God. We beat Liverpool. Probably get spanked at the Emirates as well because that game matters even more.
We beat Liverpool 3-1.
You're actually crazy.
Lads, I'm proud of you for getting the win against us. But when the game matters, like against Porto, you went on this unreal streak.
You are clutching at such straws.
You went on an unreal streak. You've been playing fantastic football, but one game mattered out of your recent streak, and you lost it.
It's two legs.
One game matters.
Yeah, it is two legs.
And we lost to a worldie.
A chance to bottle it two times.
I'd argue. Away
doesn't.
In a two-leg tie
doesn't matter.
Is less important than Newcastle or Liverpool.
Yeah, that Porto away match is absolutely less important than Newcastle in the Premier League.
Yeah.
No, but in that moment, there's two legs in that game. There's many Premier League games that you've got coming up. So that Newcastle game is, of course, important, but it's not like a two-leg fixture.
You think Arsenal versus Newcastle you think Arsenal versus Newcastle in the Premier League where Arsenal are clearly on a title charge is less important than playing Porto away at home.
And then having another game to rectify
away in Portugal.
If you drop points to Newcastle, you have a lot of games left in the season to recover points. With Porto, you have two games. So that game has more pressure on it and you bottled it.
No, because your logic is at this point, Arsenal really can't afford to lose any matches because otherwise we're not going to win the Premier League.
No, you will keep winning matches until like the final 10 games.
Lewis, so borderline now then.
Yeah,
really,
you are due.
Lewis, what you're doing right now is actually quite pathetic.
No, wait, I've admitted we're shit, but that doesn't mean that
you're trying to turn your shitness onto Arsenal, who are the most informed team in world football, except when you play in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Literally the most informed team in world football right now.
And lost.
Enjoy your 0.1 XG, son.
You still lost to Porto though.
What does that matter?
Why does it matter if we go beat them 5-0 at the Emirates? What does that game fucking count for? Nothing. What does it mean? Which is most likely going to happen?
Okay, you said that going into the game against Porto away and you lost.
Said that going into the game against Newcastle, Burnley, West Ham, Liverpool, Forest, Palace.
How many goals is that in the last four? That's 9.
Five.
Oh, did 18, say that 18 goals in four games. That's pretty good.
What away from home? Champions League is a tough game as well. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not act like Porto.
You're being a bit pedantic.
But that's what the difference... obviously a high level, but that's the difference between news and the teams that go on to win
is
stuff.
Porto
the Man
away?
City goes to Porto and wins. The Real Madrid goes to Porto and they win. Arsenal go and choke. That's the fact.
Choke.
You did choke.
It's a 97th minute worldie.
Mate, what are you talking about?
You should have put that game away, man. You didn't go and take the game.
We'll see when Arsenal play them at home what happens, shall we?
Yeah, look forward to it.
And then what happens? I wish the mighty Arsenal
the best of luck in the Champions League campaign.
If Arsenal then go ahead and beat Porto and progress through the round, what are you going to say?
I'm proud of you.
This whole shtick doesn't really work when your team got dumped out.
We're having a howler.
Premier League.
Us having a howler doesn't take
you're the mighty Newcastle Champions League semi-finalist, though.
Yeah,
it didn't happen. It wasn't ideal.
There's no way you've deflected you getting absolutely slapped
the weekend
to Arsenal being bottle.
We can talk about that more.
How has this happened? How has this happened?
You're mental.
Your whole thing was you're going to beat them on Saturday because they're bottle job.
Yeah.
But then they battered you.
Yeah.
So now
made you look silly.
Ideal.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
Wasn't ideal.
With a full strength squad.
So are they not bottle jobs anymore then?
No, I still think they are bottle jobs.
How does that make any sense?
You said they're going to lose that game because they are bottle jobs?
With a full strength squad, no.
You're in the process of putting on your big boy pants. You've got one leg in after that Newcastle win. Let's see if you can make it the whole way and actually win something.
You're the definition of some weird little guy on Twitter.
You could have like
Joe Linton as their Avi on Twitter. Just making up bollocks constantly. That doesn't make any sense. That's you.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
A great show.
Thank you guys.
No, that was.
Yeah.
Well, you left me. You're
right. He's gone to the first bit.
The boss has spoken.
I don't know what it is. That's why.
Billion pound bottle jobs.
Yeah. What? Blue billion pound bottle jobs.
I think that's so harsh.
What he said?
Call them bottled.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a bit
yeah.
unprofessional.
No, it was. Nah, didn't he just leave the commentary box nah, after good. He said that as well?
He just dropped them off and left.
I don't mind it, but I do think it's hard. I thought Chelsea were unlucky. Like,
Keller had a great game.
I'm not sure what...
Well, Liverpool got a weird... I don't agree with that offside goal getting disallowed.
Oh, yeah, that was never...
That's ridiculous.
It shouldn't have been disallowed. But right, how many chances did Chelsea miss? Fucking
yeah,
Gallagher.
Sterling
Enzo,
offside.
Palmer, the Sterling offside. Yeah. Fucking hell. That. Yeah,
it was a masterclass from Callaghan, Van Dijk, and Endo.
Van Dijk
Endo
was
absolutely insane. He was
mate, Van Dijk in the air at corners is actually a different breed.
Yeah, he's very
he
good.
Is freaking nice.
He was really
dude.
Good yesterday, man. He's back.
Did you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
See the video?
They call me finished, man.
What?
Finish
it again.
They thought I was finished.
That's actually a really good Van Dijk impression. Obviously, they won with 19-year-old. 20-year-old, 21-year-old, 21-year-old, fucking 10-year-old on their team. Mate, winning.
I semi don't agree with the kids narrative, though, because Chelsea's squad is incredibly young as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have more like first team professionals. They actually play players. So I don't think I've played Premier League football.
Yeah, so maybe used inexperience as opposed to kids because they're all really
James
young.
McConnell, has he played Premier League football?
He didn't start though, did he?
Came on still.
Hmm.
Do you know what
and
I mean?
He came on in the game when it's 0-0 and you're trying to
win the game.
The game, yeah.
That's quite impressive.
Before extra time as well.
You've been humbled. It's impressive. They had half a squad. I'm more impressed with Liverpool winning that.
A lot of their first team
went off early.
That's another injury for them as well.
Yeah. Wasn't Endo injured after the game as well? Someone said.
Was he?
I think he was just knackered.
Yeah, he left on crutches apparently or something. I'm sure said on Twitter he left on crutches.
But do you not think this is quite impressive from Liverpool? A trophy with a heart, like all of their first team out essentially.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're still top of the league.
Yeah, very.
Every group chat across the country when people started putting in the Liverpool team sheet went, fuck, you know, what am I looking at here?
Yeah.
I thought Chelsea would win yesterday.
It's mental that they didn't actually. I mean, Pochettino after the game was not a happy bunny. He also ignored, did you see that? He ignored David, what's his name? Bowley. David Bowley? What's his name?
Todd Bowley.
Todd Bowley. David Bowley.
David Bowie.
Dave Grohl.
David Bowie.
David Bowie. Yeah, he ignored Todd Bowley.
Did he?
Yeah, well, up the top when he got his medal.
Did he mean to?
Yeah. He shook the guy's next to him and.
He thought a different guy.
And he walked straight past Todd.
I haven't seen this, I can't comment, but
yeah, it's pretty mental.
I thought it was a good cup final.
It was a really good 0-0. It was actually
I enjoyed it.
Like the last time
they do
have good games
and like, always an offside goal in everyone they've had. Crazy, isn't it?
That, I just don't agree with that.
I just don't understand why there isn't a camera all the way across. Why are we looking at it head on?
So they have a spider cam as well at Wembley.
Get how now we still don't have that. I reckon there was 400 cameras at Wembley yesterday. Not one can pick up side on the offside.
You know the Sterling offside goal?
That's not runabout.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. I thought you were
cheers for tuning in.
Nicola Jackson.
Yeah.
Jackson.
If you look at it without the lines drawn.
You think it's on. Yeah, it looks on.
I think it's on side.
Yeah, it's
but the lines
angles.
Were drawn, it looked quite a big off.
But when you look head on.
But he's right. You couldn't even see the angle where it's just like, down the line,
of course.
Looking at something head on compared to the side is obviously a lot different.
What do you think of the Van Dijk offside though?
Bollocks, a load of shit. Should have been allowed. And I wanted Chelsea to win. Obviously, anyone but Liverpool. But
if they had lost, man, they would have.
Someone raised I think it might have been James Orcott on Twitter that raised a good point that if it was like other people if they were marking the other way around, they probably would have had the benefit of the doubt just because it was a centre back as opposed to like.
And people agreeing with it, by the way. You're part of the problem. Oh, yeah. I understand, like, going into details. Like, technically, it should be allowed because of this, this, and that. If you want footy to be like that, then fucking good luck to you. You weird little virgins.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's a clever set piece. Oh, sorry. Whoa, guys.
Are you sure, mate? My bad. No. We're having a convo.
Yeah, sorry.
We're having a convo over it.
My bad.
I don't want football to be like that.
No.
I don't want goals disallowed for that, ever.
No.
It's a load of shit.
More goals
are better. Not one person appealed or anything. Like, even, who did he block off? Colwell, was it?
Yeah.
He didn't even appeal. No one thought, oh, this goal should be disallowed because someone's been fucking stabbed in the head.
Yeah. Speaking of stabbing in the head, Gary Neville obviously dropped a big mic drop in there.
Yeah.
£1 billion bottle jobs. And that brings us on to ranking our top five commentary moments.
This is going to be so much fun for me.
I'm going to come.
Have you not done it?
I've done one.
I've done... Okay, you go last then.
So okay, all right. Fine.
I've done them off the top of my dome. So ones I actually remember.
Should I preface the fact that...
That stand out to me. Okay, number five. One I used to say all the time filming videos.
Oh, that's a... Yeah.
What a save! What a save! Gordon Banks! Yeah. England versus Brazil, the Pele save, header. 1970 World Cup. Do you know that one?
Yes.
Fucking.
What a save! Gordon Banks!
I use it every
it's
football
the
video.
Where, is he flicked it up over the crossbar, right?
Yeah,
it's insane.
Pretty gnarly save.
Yeah.
Number four.
It was voted save of the century, wasn't it? That?
It was.
Was
actually.
It? Yeah, it makes sense.
That was the Gary Neville Torres.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Yeah. It's not iconic, isn't it? It's class, isn't it? Yeah,
that's universal. Yeah. That's Gary Neville going, that's just like, on any game. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number three, controversially quite low, the Aguero.
Yeah.
Aguero! Number two, anytime Stephen Charles is on commentary.
Nice.
And number one, David Beckham could raise the roof here with a goal.
Wait, what have you got second?
What's that?
It's just said Stephen Charles on any commentary. I think it was just like a little homage to the...
Yeah, he's the GOAT commentator. I can't lie. He's brilliant. Number one, the David Beckham raise the roof here with a goal.
Yeah.
I don't That's believe it.
Yeah.
It's
a 93rd minute here at Old Trafford.
I think that is shit commentary.
You are mental.
He
that is the most
reacts.
Iconic... No, overreact.
He barely reacts.
Wait, this is the most...
I don't believe it.
Yeah, but that's what
David
makes it...
David Beckham.
It's so good.
Shit?
No, it's not.
Should have been Beckham!
That is the greatest fucking moment of English football.
I disagree.
Apart from the World Cup win.
I find that...
And Kieran Trippier's free kick.
What, say that again.
I think that's one of the best moments in English football ever.
What, England qualifying for the World
no,
Cup?
No, but mate, come on.
But in terms of a moment, I do, yeah. That, I semi agree with you.
Can you imagine the 93rd minute? You
better
have
to... Better get into a final of the Euro, semi-final
no,
of the
mate,
World Cup.
Everything has
Italia
context.
90.
Stop looking at it so black or white. Everything has context. Well, this is the 93rd minute. And if he doesn't score this free kick from about 45 fucking yards out, England don't qualify. That's quite a big deal. How are you making out? That's not a big deal.
I agree with you.
It was a big moment, but you said it's one of the biggest moments in English football history.
No, most iconic.
You're more talking about Beckham
iconic,
doing it than the commentary,
important.
Though.
Yeah, but the commentary made it.
My bad.
You know, so you know in... Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking.
Sorry.
You know, have you watched Beckham's documentary?
Yes.
You know when they show the goal, they don't use that commentary, right? And it doesn't make it feel that good?
Yeah.
I don't like that commentary personally.
That's because you're weird.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm a right for roof here.
Right,
I've got
one you won't know. It's just the West Brom commentary.
It is.
When we beat Sunderland.
Oh, Adam Wingay.
No, it's he's a match's classic West Brom. And it was. Number four, Ankara Messi.
Nice, yeah.
Number three, when you talk about...
He just says the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, but he's on for about 30 minutes because he's just dribbling past everyone. Number three, I've got Torres versus Barca.
Yeah.
Number two...
One more.
They think it's all over.
Oh, that's...
It is now.
Yeah, that's...
And number one, Aguero.
Yeah.
I actually have come up with a list.
See, that's a proper list, mate.
The last 2 minutes.
Boring, though, isn't it?
I don't believe it.
From what I could remember.
It's shit.
Sorry,
commentary.
The 66 World Cup one is exactly the same.
No, they think it's all over.
It is now.
It is now. And he scores. It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's perfect. I don't believe it. It's like someone's got a gun to his head.
How are you gaslighting the Beckham goal, man? That's crazy.
What a save. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
You're mental.
The moment's iconic. The commentary isn't.
I love the commentary. It's my most played moment in my life.
Can I get a
wake up? It's my alarm clock every morning.
Go on.
This is definitely not in the top five, but it's one of the only things that come to mind. Welcome to Manchester United, Anthony Martial.
Oh, that's a good shout. That is good commentary.
Then I've got Magisterial Messi from Ray Hudson.
Oh, he was mental.
he went crazy. I've got Peter Drury's, it's Manolas, the great god in Rome.
You could whack in.
Oh, when they come back against Barca. Yeah, good shout.
You could whack in when Newcastle played United at Old Trafford, first game of the season, Ronaldo's first game back as well.
I don't know what that one was.
It was like the boy from
Rosario.
The little boy from Rosario. He's returned to man. Oh, some bollocks like
number
that.
Two, I've got, get him walking!
Get him going!
A diabolical! Get him
send
walking!
The dirty get off.
Send the dirty get off! And then number one, Aguero.
Oh, send the dirty get off is a great shout. Send the dirty get off!
Get him walking!
Oh, diabolical!
Have you got any balls?
I've got some good ones that you've actually forgotten. Newcastle commentator. I just want to play you this one.
I'm just thought of an honourable mention as well. Is a what's the goalie did, Tom?
Also got in there.
GZP's.
GZP's. I was just about to say GZP's is fucking class. Like,
I thought of another one actually. Oh, it's an equaliser.
Oh, me man. See, that was better than the fucking. I don't believe it.
How you're crazy.
I think you should have more like commentators who like the ones who do it for the actual club.
Oh man,
like, it's so much better having that actual anger on commentary.
They just celebrate all the goals.
Yeah, it's full on like when they got two fans of either team and commentating.
Yeah, it was
fan zone. Yeah,
it was fucking. Mate, honestly. Clubs commentaries now are like that.
Yeah.
Every club, they celebrate every goal. Yeah. It's fucking quality.
Yes!
I prefer that to fucking Peter Drury speaking out monologues.
I've also thought of another honourable mention. It's, I don't know if you guys are going to know it. It's from a little club. Well, actually, pretty big in the Northeast. It's a Gateshead commentary, and it comes from a little man called Theo Baker, who said, if he was a pizza topping, it would be sweet corn.
Yeah, that could be our winner.
You told me to say that.
No, I know, that's right.
Okay, cut that bit out where he says he tells him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that it? You've just got one?
I had a few others. Boom, boom, check, check the room when Tiota's gone. Nah, Justin Lockwood. Justin Lockwood, he was our Newcastle commentator at the time. What a guy. Tiota scored and he goes, boom, boom, check, check the room. Mate, it's fucking unreal.
I thought you were starting a rant.
What's the other one? You said
that was my number one. Then had the goal ads or the Spanish commentary of Gareth Bale's all red kick. I've seen that the other day.
Nice.
And then the Boran Aguero. It's just like classic Spanish commentary, really.
Classic.
All that.
No.
Does and it's live count?
Are you into that now, isn't
he? Well, it's just, I mean,
well, he doesn't commentate, does he?
No, he doesn't, yeah, but it's still, yeah. Bit memorable, though.
What about,
let's get ready to rumble!
Different sport.
Ah, oh, fuck, yeah. I can't think
so
of
that. So was Dirty Git.
Oh, it was actually, wasn't it? It was rugby, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough, mate.
It was rugby football, so technically it counts.
Also, shout out Stephen Tries, man. You're the best commentator out there.
Yeah, your list was stinking.
You're saying he's not a good commentator?
I've never heard him commentate.
What?
He doesn't watch this influencer stuff, you know. He watches real football.
Well, he was at the game, so he couldn't hear him.
Why would I? What?
Watch the highlights back?
No.
their video ended as soon as you went down.
Yeah.
Why the fuck could I watch? Sorry, no offense. Why would I watch this Simon charity game back?
You know, it was four and a half hours long.
You know, what's the year before? When 8-7?
No. That's the first one I've ever watched.
Whoa.
Because it was my job to be there.
And most of the time, you're just talking to other people.
Yeah. I just got tanked.
Anyhow. Anyways, guys, time to talk Super Six.
I had a decent week.
Same here.
Did you? Yeah. Did you get any perfects?
No, but I had a Liverpool draw yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Did you forget to do it this week, Lewis?
No. I don't know how I've done, though.
I got 8 points.
I got 10.
I got 10.
I got 11.
Oh, fuck.
I got 10. Also, I said 1-1. It was 0-0.
Crud.
Also, I actually went on the Super Six website over the weekend, and you can see how many like results slash scores you got right. And I have the same amount of results correct as the person in first in our league.
Really?
But obviously, he has like 15 more scores.
Correct.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, you're intelligent.
Mm, yeah. Come on.
How many points have you got?
Total.
Oh, yeah. What are we on?
I think you're still winning, right?
I'm on 320.
Yeah, you're still winning. Zoot up, bladder.
259.
Oh, I'm on 242. I'm catching you, mate.
17 off.
I'm on 307. You're 13 ahead of me now. You're pulling away, mate. You're amazing.
Well, I'm only trying to avoid.
Benjamin Sherlock's still top.
Yeah, it's insane.
If you want to join our league, the biggest and best Super Six league ever, it's PTCH23 to join as a Super Six round midweek that you need to get involved in. Also, the Super Six rollover is back in March, which means if it's not one each week, it will roll over and cook it up to £1 million.
That's actually next weekend.
Yeah, it is actually.
That's already next weekend.
You're absolutely right. The fixtures for next week, or this midweek one, sorry, are Blackburn, Newcastle. I've gone 2-1 Blackburn.
I think
I have as well.
Yeah, and then you got Luton City, Chelsea Leeds, Forest United, Wolves Brighton, and Liverpool Southampton.
I've gone 5-0 Blackburn.
Oh my God.
right, just a quick one. Tommy's tip for the week.
Back
Leeds.
Yeah, actually, I do agree with
who
that.
Who they got again?
Chelsea.
Ooh.
They'll take about 8,000 fans down there. I think they'll
Bamford beat them. To score the winner.
And also, Chelsea are on a bit of a...
I think he'll rest players.
Well, guys, we're doing a segment we've not done in a while, actually. Team of the Week!
Yes! I'm going to go first because... Do you know what? Mine's just actually so obvious.
Bukayo Saka.
Fifth, I got Bukayo Saka.
You managed to do yours really quickly as well.
Mine was the quickest team of the week, probably, that we've ever done for this segment. It's the full Arsenal team! Yeah! I could include Joe Willock as an honourable mention in that as well, because obviously he did get a goal and he's ex-Arsenal. So.
And Eddie Howe, because he was just gave you the
game. Botman got a goal as well.
Botman did score, yeah. Lewis Miley tried to... slap it away.
Slap it away.
Go on, Tommy.
I think a lot of mine are very obvious. Edison in goal. I went for the Fulham fullbacks, Castagna, Robinson.
Yeah.
The goal scoring centre halves, Richards and Branthwaite. Jorginho, Douglas Luiz, Phil Foden in midfield, Leon Bailey, Iwobi, and for the first and probably last time ever, Kai Havertz. I've got to give it him.
Well done. That's actually a good team of the week.
No Douglas Luiz?
He said that.
Oh, flipping hell, man.
That's a good team of the week. That's a good team of the week.
I got Leno in goal. I know he can feed it.
Who did Fulham play?
Man United, right?
Yeah, sorry, yes.
Yeah, Leno in goal.
the two fullbacks.
Yeah, what the fuck
am I not? Back four of Bassi, Dunk, Gabriel and Richards. Midfield three.
Four centre up.
Yeah. A midfield three of Jorginho. I thought it was class.
Jorginho.
Phil Foden, Douglas Luiz.
you've said the same midfield and just gone, yeah, but one's a little bit better than yours.
And then a front three
four
of.
Centre off.
A front three of Jordan Ayew, Havertz, and Bailey.
What the. I get it, right? I've done a whole Arsenal team, so it makes sense.
I've got three Arsenal.
No love for Iwobi, boys.
Yeah, Iwobi. His goal was so good.
It was a good goal.
Fucking Adama, man. I told you that boy can fucking run. He's good at football. He's
hand egg.
He's a big boy.
Stinks.
Who was the best team?
Well,
probably me.
Well, it depends how we're doing it. I'd say me.
That team would win.
In an actual match, a full Arsenal. I know who's bottom.
How are you getting
who's your keeper? Who's your keeper?
Raya.
He shouldn't be in.
Why?
He conceded.
It's the
against
full,
us.
It's the full Arsenal team. You're an idiot, mate.
He conceded against us. That's how far you've... You know when you do this...
He conceded against us.
How far are Arsenal falling when they're celebrating a 6-0 win against West Ham? You have just celebrated scoring a goal against us.
Yeah. Of course I celebrated scoring a goal, but I'm saying Raya shouldn't be in. He should have.
What are you talking, by the way?
Sorry, oh, my bad.
I don't know who's the best, but I know who's the worst team.
It's just on Twitter.
It's just this guy who's met Douglas Luiz's dad on a...
you mean Luis Diaz?
Oh, is it Luis Diaz?
Do you know anything about football?
Oh, it is Luis Diaz, yeah. I mean, it's Douglas Luiz.
I actually don't think Havertz played that well, but goal and assist in a big game.
I thought he played pretty good.
I think he did very... He probably should have scored that extra
But I am
chance,
a Havertz hater, so...
Yeah. We're Havertz lovers, man. We
and I
love.
Thought, actually, there weren't that many... there was that many...
the ghost of Kyle.
I thought someone just walked in there. That many amazing strikers this weekend.
No.
Like, stand out. Like, Haaland had a poor game, didn't he?
Jordan
Should
Ayew,
have had Edison
man.
In your team, though. He was excellent.
Yeah, he was, but I got Leno instead.
Yeah.
Jordan Ayew instead.
That's a stinker as well.
I thought he played all right. And it's good. Yeah. What's the game?
Are you serious?
What?
Nothing.
What?
I said, are you serious?
Don't ever do that again.
Oh, that was an awkward handshake. Anyways, guys, moving on swiftly.
What has just happened?
You're
there?
So that weird. A, that, you're that's so a, weird.
That was a sequence of four events that just didn't make sense. You know when you watch those clips where it's like, never let them know your next move. Yeah, like, yeah. That's what? Exactly what just happened. He put a spud out,
I
and then he pulled it away.
And he went, oh, that was an awkward handshake.
Neither of those things happened.
That's fucking mental.
Like that on TikTok.
Okay.
Really? Stop.
Oh,
I once had a rock, paper, scissors game.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Anyway. Remember, guys, yeah, it's a free shot at 250 grand, so you may as well get involved. Follow the link in the description to sign up now.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, no, but it should say as well, big rollover in
mate,
March.
We did that.
What about is it that? You are
fucking... When we, you say, right. When we say don't partake, that doesn't mean don't listen. It means don't say anything.
Yeah, but so let's take it back on.
I just wanted to emphasise it.
Luke, do that for a sec. Might clear your airways. There you go.
What is that?
And your eyes just came
God,
out.
God, you look a method. You look a method.
Been through a lot.
Jesus.
What the hell? Look at Grace in the background, man. Anyways, guys, we're moving on to another 11. Woo!
Yes, every week.
This one,
every week.
This one's...
every week.
I feel like this is... I found it hard, man. I didn't like to be harsh. Some of them were easy, but some of them were harsh. We're doing the biggest fall-off 11 from last season. So a team of players for falling off from last season.
Talk to me, Theodore. What actually, in your eyes, constitutes a fall?
Well, they got worse.
Okay, right. In that case, you can put anyone in, mate.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But I did find it... I found this quite hard and
look,
tough.
Just say your team.
Found it hard.
You know you're going to get
hard
rings.
And tough.
Theo knows he's going to get rings.
Especially with injuries. My manager, I've got Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
Edward Howe.
Do we all agree Eddie Howe's on that?
I agree. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He's got
Lewis?
No, I disagree.
Yeah, you know
who's your manager then?
It was never in the brief to do a manager, so I've not really put thought into it.
But we all agreed we were going to do a manager.
I didn't see the messages.
So.
Well, judging by the performances and where they are on the league table and what trophies they're still in.
Yeah, Pochettino.
Based off the fact that he wasn't there last
year. You do know he wasn't there last year.
He was managing last year.
Who?
I think he was.
Yeah, oh. I don't think he was, mate. That's why they...
No, he wasn't. That's true.
Acquired him as a manager.
But like, I'd argue he's better.
Poch, you got any work on? What the fuck are you doing?
So who's your manager in the fall off 11?
Smashed his phone.
Ten Hag.
Ten Hag. That's not a bad shot, actually.
No, he's not fallen off more than...
But no,
he has. Of course he has, yeah. Ten Hag.
Aren't they fifth?
Yeah, they're like 1 point off.
It's lost to Fulham. Ten Hag.
Jesus. You're crazy, man.
You drew to Luton and Bournemouth. You got 1 point out of two.
Yeah, there's a difference between Man United, you know, biggest club in the world, and Newcastle.
Mate, when are you still going to gaslight in your own team?
What, the biggest
club in the
world?
You're the richest club in the world.
I feel
anyway,
like
you're boring me now. Go on.
In goal, I got Robert Sanchez. I know he's been injured for a bit, but prior than that, he wasn't that great.
Not a bad shout.
I got a back three, sort of. Not really.
You think more attackers have fallen?
Actually, that's such a lie. I got a back two.
Jesus.
I'm playing a two.
What?
Two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 5, 3.
Oh my God, he's got 15 players.
I got Botman and Zinchenko.
Yeah, Botman's got to be in there.
Zinchenko's not played much, has he?
I don't know. There has been a level drop off from him. And also, I'm hearing...
Actually, when he's played, he's got like the Salah goal.
Yeah, I feel like I'm hearing rumours of a bit of a tuft going on in the change room.
What the hell's a tuft?
What, like a bit of hair?
You know, a tuft's like hair.
Like a roughy tuft. Right. Like a bit of an unsettlement.
A tuft apparently is what you've got on your head.
Yeah, true.
Not weird, but he's changed.
Anyway, go on.
Anyways, Botman.
So you've gone for just two defenders?
Two at the back.
Come on.
Two at the back.
Come on, mate. Put a bit more effort in.
Let's actually do a team. Try and do a team.
Come on, let's do it properly.
So I've got five midfielders instead. And I've got some defensive midfielders to drop in as well.
Already, your 11 is the worst then.
Yeah.
If you've only got two at the back.
That's just stupid. You might as well have just listed 11 players.
I have.
But he's meant to be a team.
Yeah, well, mate, think about it. All my midfielders are defensive, so they can drop
in. What team plays with two defenders?
My team. Why are you having a go at me for?
I'm just wondering.
Why don't you just leave it out?
It's meant to be a team.
Why don't you just chill out?
Team! Timo Werner!
Can you just relax?
Go.
Jesus.
Fucking hell. Who's your team of the week? You've probably got like five centre backs in it. Got Zinchenko, Botman, and then I got Caicedo, Casemiro.
Yeah, Caicedo's a good shout.
Tonali, Amrabat.
How can you have Tonali?
Watch a lot of Amrabat at Fiorentina, did you?
Yeah.
He's great at the World Cup.
Yeah, okay, brilliant.
How can you have Tonali in?
So I wanted him in there.
He hasn't played?
Exactly, falling off. Then I got Matias Nunes.
That's actually not a bad shout.
Yeah. I thought he was...
Well, even Pep said he was supposed to be...
Best footman in the world.
Yeah.
And then I got front three. And I found myself being really harsh here because... Really harsh here. I got Sterling. I feel like he's... It's harsh because he was...
He floats.
Yeah, he's like a wave. Yeah. Drifting away. Oh, yeah. Wave after wave. I got Mudryk.
I don't think he ever reached anything.
Everyone gassed him up, saying how good he
was.
Yeah,
I don't think he's fallen off. Yeah.
He's maintained the same level.
Each to their own.
What are you talking
about? He wasn't shit, was he? Because he got signed as a good player and everyone was like, he's the best fucking player in the world. You said he's going to win a Ballon d'Or. Okay. Turns out he's not.
Again, I didn't say that, but he hasn't fallen off, has he? His levels haven't dropped.
I feel like they have dropped. When they signed him.
They haven't, but go on.
When they signed him, he was a good footballer. Now he's not.
Based on what?
And then...
Based on the fact that he skinned James Milner in a 0-0.
Yeah. And then my last player, I feel, again, it's hard, but he hasn't really got the game time, but he was starting and scoring a lot last season, but he's not really doing that now, and that's Nketiah. Yeah.
Friendly fire.
Yeah, that is friendly fire. And I love Eddie Nketiah, man, but I don't think he's at the level as he was last year, but maybe that's because he's not got the game time. When you got Havertz starting ahead of you as well, and if Jesus is injured, Nketiah's meant to be the man who fills in.
Even Trossard ahead of him.
Trossard, exactly. To see my point.
He's down to fourth in the pecking order.
That team absolutely reeks, right.
That's the whole point of it.
Oh, go on, sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay, I'll go.
Right, in goal.
I got Fakaya.
In goal, I do have Robert Sanchez as well. Back four, because I actually play with four at the back.
But you got fucking... How? No.
No spoilers.
No, start again. I weren't listening.
Back four, even though...
Who's in goal?
Sanchez. Estupiñán.
At right back.
I'll put him there.
At right back.
Why not? He's got four defenders.
Yeah, I went
he's
from
got a left back at right back. He can't talk.
You don't even have either.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got midfielders to drop in.
Shut up. Botman.
Stop looking at his team.
You know, man. Stinks.
Thiago Silva and Dan Burn.
I don't think Thiago Silva's fallen off.
He's not as good as he was.
His levels fell off a cliff.
I mean, he's 41 now.
80.
Yeah, 29. Hodgeberg.
13.
Højbjerg.
Yeah, I've got Højbjerg.
Højbjerg, Casemiro, and Suchek. And then up front three of Marcus Rashford.
Suchek's harsh.
Yeah, he used to be good though, didn't he? I felt like I should put a West Ham player in. Sorry, guys. Rashford. Brennan Johnson.
Rashford. I don't know about Brennan Johnson.
I nearly had Johnson in.
He was unreal at Forest.
He was unreal at Forest.
He's unreal at Forest.
When he does play for Spurs, he's all right.
Not to the level. The whole point is it's a fall off, mate. He's not at the level he was at Forest. That's why he got signed for 40 mil.
He's got players in his team who actually playing.
And then the most obvious fall off of any campaign in Premier League football history is Miguel Almiron.
You're saying he was good?
Yeah, he had a purple patch when Grealish called him out.
Oh, top 10 winger.
Yeah. I think that's harsh because he just stinks all the time.
I feel like, I could see your logic, but he's always...
He had a great season and now he's not had a good season.
He had a great few months.
I've definitely got the best team then because you both are...
Oh, hail the gospel.
Just FYI, right? I did that in about
that is
2
good,
minutes.
Considering you had 2 minutes to do it, that's still better.
You got a left back, a right back, so...
Oh, you didn't have either.
Two defenders. Two at the back with Pace and attack.
Mate, think about it. Caicedo dropping
with Theo Baker.
Amrabat can do a job.
No hair on my back.
You've got quite a lot of hair on your back.
I've got
no hair on my back.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's just all on your beard.
Do you have a hairy on my head?
No, I've got no hair anywhere. I haven't had
no even your sack.
No.
Crack?
And back, sack and crack. Right. Oh, no!
He deleted his app! Just press undo.
Oh, God, fucking. I thought I deleted my old notes then.
Make love.
Is he fucking boomer or what?
In goal, Nick Pope.
He's injured.
Yeah, injured.
So?
Injured.
How shit's he been at the start of the season?
He's injured.
You had him as the best goalie in the league.
Oh, Tom Sarvin, a stinker.
That's harsh. It's like, have you seen how shit our goalkeepers have been since?
Okay. Do you agree? Nick Pope has been way worse this season.
Mate, tonight he played the first game of the season.
Yeah, he scored two.
He's dropped off the winner. Come on, mate. Do you agree? Has he been worse?
I mean,
mate, you having a good time with Charlie? You can't put Nick Pope in. Sorry, not sorry. Move on.
Yeah, he has been bad.
Hang on.
I got the best team.
No.
Stink on the first. No.
Nick Pope has played.
No, come on, Tom.
14 games this season.
That's quite a lot. That's half the season.
Yes, it's quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has played quite a lot. Yeah.
Exactly.
Tonali has played
two.
I think it was three, maybe.
Two, three. And how many goals?
Yeah, two Premier League matches.
Yeah, and since then he's fallen off because he can't play football.
Well, at that point you can put Ivan Toney.
You're mental.
No, but he's come back and he's playing well and he's gone goal.
Right, back four. I've gone with Mr. Tan himself, Ben White, at right back.
What? Yep. He's been brilliant this year.
Are you mental?
Suck my balls.
This is sorry. Horrible. This is really bad.
No, he's going to get great balls.
As part of the best defence in the league.
Yeah, I have an agenda against this man.
I swear, you dare to put this in your
Discord. You have Zinchenko in?
Who has dropped
You're off. Going to best defence in the league.
Give your starts over
Ben White has not been as good this season as he was last season.
Mate, Ben White starts Ben White starts every game for the best defence in the league. Zinchenko got dropped for Kvyat.
He isn't the reason you're the best defence in the league. He's too busy tanning.
Mate, that is such
Why do you have an agenda against him?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's because you fancy him.
I don't like him.
Jealous of him.
Left back is Stupinian. He's really
How's
cool.
he got Ben White? Is he met? Oh, crazy.
Oh my God, you'll get over it one day.
You're two out of your three so far are shit.
Centre-halves Botman and Tim Ream. Oh, I think he's been poor this season for Fulham. Last year I thought was really, great? Really good. Yeah, he's brilliant last season. Caicedo, Højbjerg and Bruno Fernandes.
I don't dare do it because the Discord, he unleashes it in there and then we've got no chance afterwards.
Look, we understand you had a stinking team, so you're trying to grasp onto one or two players.
Bruno Fernandes has probably been United's best player.
Are you joking?
He has had a drop off though. I can agree with that.
Bruno Fernandes has not been United's best player this season.
Other than Højlund's last few games.
What are you on about?
Captain Leader
You don't
legend.
Even watch football.
Captain Leader Legend.
Caicedo, Højbjerg, Bruno Fernandes, then up front, Rashford, Mitoma.
Yeah, good shout.
And Jesus. I really like Jesus last season. He's played a lot of games this year, mate. And your whole stick's been, we haven't got a striker who can score, but last year he was excellent, I thought.
Yeah, okay.
So, I
think Reeves is the best.
Thanks, mate.
It's definitely not yours.
It's not yours.
Okay.
We can agree to that one.
So we've had two levels so far and yours are both the worst.
Absolutely not. Because yours is the worst, actually.
You've got two defenders in a team.
Mate, you've got Ben White. You've got one of the best fullbacks in the league.
That is not... He hasn't been one of the best fullbacks in the league.
That's really...
All he does is tan.
You're trying to deflect on such a stinky pick right now.
I'm not.
You are.
I'll be honest, half of it's agenda. I don't have an agenda against
deflecting.
That man.
Look at you trying to have banter with us.
I'm not having banter.
Well, just to cut you guys short, someone's very nervous and preparing to speak. So what are you about to say?
Oh, and my manager's Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
I actually think I've got the best team.
If there's no Newcastle players in this, then I do know that you actually are doing it on purpose.
Dubravka, because even when he wasn't playing last season, he was better than the shite that he was this season. He's conceded 27 fucking goals since December.
He went on loan to Manchester United. Well, Karius is conceding.
Yeah, he's a lot of shite.
So.
Yeah, he's lucky he's not in it as well.
That's as bad as having Tonali.
How can he fall off?
No,
he hasn't played.
Yeah, there's no.
He's better. His reputation was better when he wasn't playing football. I thought higher of him until I saw him play again.
Didn't you always say that Dubravka's been shit?
Yes.
No, Dubravka
from day dot when he came in, you were like, Dubravka's crap.
Yeah, you didn't say that. You didn't
by process of elimination, that is not a fall off.
I wasn't even working here when he first came.
You hate Dubravka.
Yeah, this season.
Oh, this season. Yeah, no, he used to be unreal for us. Then Nick Pope replaced him. And as soon as he came back, I was excited.
That's not a fall off if you knew he was going to be back.
No. I thought we were getting the Dubravka who was there before Pope. And we've got
someone that went on loan to Manchester United, that one.
Yeah, the one
that
was really, really good for us.
And you used to tell everyone how shit Dubravka is.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not quite as bad as picking Ben White, so we'll let you off.
Right back.
You used to stand outside your house and throw stones at
it. Tom, we don't want to hear it from you, Pat.
How is Mr. Two at the back getting away with this stuff?
Carry on, nurse.
It's just expected for me.
Ben White, chill out.
I just want to say I love all these players, even if you're in this...
They're not listening.
...team. Trippier, because...
What?
I don't know.
Defensively, he has had major errors this season compared to last season, he was like spot on, spotless, fucking mint.
You were telling me the other day he's the best right back in England.
He's still very good. He's still one of our best players on the pitch.
Didn't we do a list 2 weeks ago about
Yeah, no, but comparing them to...
Top 10 right-backs in the Premier League.
Last season. And you've,
right, so even with this huge drop-off that he's had, he's still better than every single other fullback in the Prem.
Right. Sven Botman, again, was fucking...
This is insane.
Maybe I'm speaking from an emotional standpoint where all these bastards just...
No, Botman's everyone's team, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he's done three out of three.
He's obviously all Newcastle.
It is. No, it's not. Gehi.
That's a good one.
Dan Burn, left back.
4 out of 5.
You've just been saying how good he is a minute ago.
He's better than Livramento at left back. There's no one good in our defence at the moment. Everyone's a piece of shit at the moment. Longstaff.
But you said it was a full strength.
Longstaff. He's not falling off.
I'm sick of this guy.
He was in your team of the season a few weeks ago.
Mate, who's got better since last season?
You picked him over Rodri a few weeks ago in your team of the season so far.
Mate, I'm telling you now, Longstaff since last season has got better. He's one of the players that has improved.
I love Longstaff. I love him more than anyone, but this guy can't finish a clear chance.
He's not got a fucking chance. He's got better.
Last season he was cooking, man.
Mate, I think Longstaff got better. Our midfield right now
is pathetic. It gets absolutely dominated by Lou and by every team we play. Our midfield is weak. Without Joel Linton in there, everyone's getting exposed.
You
had him in your team of the season so far a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I was wrong. Casemiro.
Apologise.
Casemiro. Caicedo. This doesn't really make sense. Evan Ferguson. Haaland. Mitoma.
Haaland.
Haaland, yeah, man. This guy can't fucking finish to save his life at the moment.
Premier League goal scorer.
Yeah, he needs to finish a chance for once, please. Because fuck me, man.
Please, because he's in my draft on FPL and I'll have to sleep in for a week.
Chances,
Haaland is crazy, but I suppose if we all just go in, he isn't as good as last season, I suppose. But it's still harsh.
Oh, he's played probably less games though. He's been out injured. Right?
He's been having some clear chances the last few games and he's just not scoring.
He also had his grandma die, so it probably affect him.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Look at you, man. You're being harsh when he's climbing through shit.
You've picked a player who's banned for the season?
Yeah, he's got worse.
I find it...
What are you on about?
I find it comforting that you've taken the glasses off a little bit, though. You've kind of seen the fact that you are now a tragic defence. So much so that it's taken one result for you to say that all of the best players in the league that are at Newcastle are now... fallen off a cliff.
I still love them all, no matter what. They're like my children, but you know, they're just like they're playing like absolute arse at the moment. Yeah, yeah. So
4 out of 5 made your back.
I think you're being harsh on Sean Longstaff. You know,
no, this is.
I think our
midfield is shit at the moment. We're getting absolutely dominated.
You said he was better than Jones. Apologise.
No.
So keeping to the theme of your team, your manager is
Ten Hag.
Brilliant. Eddie Howe.
Can't do King Eddie.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if Ten Hag keeps falling off, as Lewis has mentioned, it could be a bit of a disaster because obviously got Manchester Derby this weekend.
What? What's that?
I can't comment.
Call him a kettle black.
Manchester Derby this weekend. What do you reckon the score is going to be, guys? 5-0 Man City or what?
Where's it at?
Old Trafford, is it not?
Oh, definitely 5-6 then.
I'll have to double check, but I think it is at Old Trafford.
I'm going to go 2-1 City. You know what? It tends to turn up in these big games.
I think it could be an 8-2.
Even worse. It's out of the Etihad.
Oh.
I think it could be a battering.
Could be a 9-0.
No, I don't think it'd be that bad.
I think it could be. I think it could be one of them ones where you look back and say, wow.
I can't wait for us to watch the Manchester Derby, Haaland get 5 goals, and then next week him go,
is that the game we're doing?
Unbelievable, man. He's so fucking good. Because that's how you flip-flop, isn't it?
I'll never flip-flop. You make me out to be something.
He's a yo-yo, mate.
I actually stick to my guns more than anyone. I'm still sat here backing Eddie Howe after we've been dominated for months.
Hang on, you've just said Sean Longstaff has fallen off. 2 weeks ago, you had him in the team of the season.
It wasn't 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, you said Trippier is the best one.
2 weeks so far was a while ago.
No, it weren't.
It was.
Probably a month.
I can check.
We would have done it in January.
Trippier falling off, but he's still the best right back in England.
I stand by my guns on basically everything. That's why you call me stubborn and delusional half the time, so I can't flip flop and also
be
stubborn
and
delusional.
You've been shunned.
They call you Yo-Yo Bowden.
Yo-Yo Bowden.
Yoda.
I said Yo-Yo
Bowden.
Right, what's going on here?
Guys, I want to talk about Bruno F.
Bruno F.
Why?
Go on, then.
You're a sad little man.
Oh, I've seen a clip, yeah.
You're an embarrassment.
But that's just his DNA.
No,
though, isn't it?
It's not.
You can't excuse that.
You're the captain of Man United.
I'm not excusing it.
As a captain of Manchester, can you imagine?
No, I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying if people haven't wised up to the fact that's how he is. Yeah.
No, but that's embarrassing.
Like, who have you been watching? Who have you been watching to not realise that that's who he is?
Yeah. There's a lot of players like it.
If Roy Keane was in that team and saw Bruno Fernandes do that, he'd go over there and two-foot him himself.
Yeah, a bit like
he used to do with Ronaldo.
Ronaldo didn't do that, man.
He used to dive all over the gaff. Nani, they've had loads of players on.
No, but that Bruno's the worst. Anderson. At least they got fucking fouled. Bruno didn't.
What?
He just does it on his own.
It was this one was especially embarrassing.
He's crying.
Well, they were all especially embarrassing.
Yeah, this is stuff he does all the time.
But it's not.
Oh, it's, I mean, that's more common than you think. Like, you don't see it on the telly.
He's a captain and gets booked every weekend. That should tell you that.
I think I've ever hated a player more than him.
I can't stand him.
I think so. I don't know.
Probably. Is he one of probably because he's one of the only people that actually cares.
As a Man United fan, would you? I don't think you'd like that.
You're speaking on behalf of the entire fan base. Which,
yeah, but I that's a question
this
to
has
you.
Always gone well for you. This
a question year. To you, Manchester United fans.
Fix the Luke.
Are you proud? You right there? Are you proud of your captain? Like, do you respect your captain? Like, what are your thoughts on Bruno Fernandes as a man and as a person?
I mean, as Arsenal fans,
I feel like he let the club down, actually.
You had a squad of 24 that did it for 10, 15 years.
You're really funny, actually. Also, Anthony came on for 40 seconds on his birthday.
Congrats, man.
Do you reckon Ten Hag's taking a piss with him?
No.
I think he brought him on to impact the game, right?
I doubt Ten Hag would even know it was his birthday.
Yeah, he probably got a birthday card in the morning.
I highly doubt that. And if he did, he wants sacking.
He probably did know his birthday. He probably got sung it in the dressing room.
They're not 11.
United were quite lucky.
Before game, I follow half.
Go get him, lads. Yeah. Happy birthday.
He's just sitting in the corner spinning around.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Right, 3 points tonight, lads. Happy birthday to you. Party poppers.
He's in a spinny wheelchair. He's just going. Do you ever stop spinning? What the fuck is this
game? Get out of the way, Derek.
Yeah, I can't comment fully because I didn't watch the full game, but I saw highlights and listened to it on Soccer Saturday. But United are very lucky to not have come away with like a bigger deficit. Yeah,
Fulham battered them.
Yeah, thanks for that, mate.
Just for that, mate.
Not bad yourself. Aaron Maguire scored.
Yeah. That's a poacher's goal.
He missed a sitter as well.
Yeah, well, speaking of missing sitters, Tom, we're moving on to an all-time Man City and Man United 11.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
In honour of the Manchester derby this weekend.
Yeah, I've actually all the sitters that have been missed.
I've actually not gone first this week.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
You literally went first in the fall off 11.
With your two defenders.
Tom hasn't been first.
Okay. I've gone... In goal.
You don't even know your own quote. You keep quoting yourself and getting it wrong.
It's delirious, man. I was in the gym at 7 a.m. today.
In goal.
No, I'll go.
I've gone.
No, seriously, I'll start.
Oh, no. I think this guy has got potential to be an all-time.
Shut the fuck up, mate.
At right back.
Seriously,
who's in goal?
At right back, Fabio.
Or is it Raphael?
Left back, Raphael.
That's the other way around, actually. Raphael.
Yeah, I always got confused. Right, Van der Sar in goal. Schmeichel's just before my time.
Oh.
Kyle Walker, Vidic, Ferdinand, Evra, Keane, Scholes, David Silva, Kevin De Bruyne, and then Rooney and Ronaldo up front.
Ah, very good team. Very good.
Very good, very nice. £1 fish.
The midfield's hard, man.
It is tough. Depends what way you go.
You could go Couture, like,
yeah,
so many
I actually
players.
Didn't even have
Rodri
really,
could have gone in.
Yeah, I didn't do it. You're so weird.
I've just seen this guy's team.
Stop looking at his team.
Now you're ruining it.
You're ruining it, man.
You're ruining it, man. Look at my lips. You're
so
ruining
this is
it.
This is the team I made in 15 seconds. In goal.
Oh, excuses in early.
He did, though.
In goal, Schmeichel. Because homage to him playing for both, which is
he's old enough to remember, to be fair.
I actually think that should mean he either gets executed or isn't in this team. The fact he played for both.
Executed.
Yeah.
Executed.
On the pitch at half-time on Sunday.
Right back, I've got Edin Dzeko. Sorry, I got Pogba. No, I've got Kyle Walker, I've got Ferdinand, I've got John Stones, and I've got Evra.
Yeah, fair.
Midfield three of Rodri, Paul Scholes, and Kevin De Bruyne. and then a front three of Ronaldo, Rooney, and Raheem Sterling.
You're joking.
Why is that laughable?
You've got Sterling up front.
Well, yeah, as a right wing. I didn't really have any other options, did I?
Beckham?
Yeah, I could have done Beckham, actually.
Even David Silva.
No, he's a left winger, though, wasn't
he? Foden,
it?
Bernardo.
Yeah, there was temptation to go Foden, but when you look at Sterling's record at Man City, he speaks for himself. It's pretty impressive. He hit the 100 Premier League Golf Club, didn't he, at Man City? So.
Carlos Tevez?
At right wing.
Sean Wright Phillips?
Why is he going quiet? I don't like...
That was shit.
It wasn't that bad.
That's shit.
Why is it hard?
It's hard to do a shit team for these.
How is that shit?
That's shit. No Keane. Roy Keane.
I put Rodri over Roy Keane.
That's shit.
I see what you guys are doing here. Yeah, fine. Whatever, man. When we look back in 10 years' time and they go, wow.
Well, we're not doing it in 10 years' time.
You're doing a me.
Okay. Well, Rodri's just won the treble. So
did Keane.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just personal preference, isn't it?
Fight with
them. So did Nathan.
Well, one's done it.
So did Nathan Ake.
Say that again.
It's actually not.
That's immediately tarnished whatever you're about to say.
Yeah. The winning most Premier League captain of all time, Roy Keane.
Yeah.
And I reckon he's got a big cock.
I mean, anyway, it's okay. Choice, isn't it? Roy Keane or Rodri?
That's not even the stinker of the team. Yeah.
What is the stinker?
Are you joking?
Wait, you don't think Man City Sterling's worth mentioning?
No.
Okay, Aguero.
Exactly, you could just put Aguero.
I didn't want to put a fucking striker. I didn't want to do what he did with the team of the week and get Evan Ferguson playing left wing. Or fall off 11, sorry. I tried to put people in the positions that they are required to be. So I've got a 6, I've got an 8, and I've got a 10/8.
That's shit.
Yeah, you've stunk the gaff out, mate. Oh, anyway, let us know in the comments what you think and why Reeves had a stinker.
I'm playing 4-4.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that.
I'm playing 4-4-1-1. In goal, I've got Joe Hart, quality keeper. Unreal seasons. Honestly, one of the best like keepers to grace the Premier League. Right back.
Say your team. It's not funny. It's not even funny. I'm looking at the names. They're not even funny names. He's just doing this thing. What are you doing?
Looking crazy. Shall I start again?
No. Carry on.
With a straight face.
No, just carry on.
Right back, I've got Kyle Walker.
Yeah, that's fine.
Centre backs of Fernando Vidic.
Yeah.
With Patrice at left back. I'm playing up the four midfield.
Fucking hell, Patrice, don't do that.
Your mother, she loves the sex.
She has the sex.
Do you remember when Evra ate raw chicken?
Yeah.
That was weird.
He's a weird bloke.
And he's got an obsession with Mondays, which is an interesting
Mondays?
Thing. Yeah. I love this day.
Why?
It's his thing, isn't it? Oh. Monday.
Right midfield. We've got David Beckham.
Yeah, fair enough.
Two midfielders of Scholes and Yaya Toure.
Well, two more.
Yeah, to be fair, Scholes and Toure. On the left, I've got Cristiano Ronaldo. And then in the 10, I've got Kevin. And then up front, I've got Wayne Rooney.
It's not bad, actually.
Fairs.
Pretty good team, that.
Yep.
Yeah. Other than your goal, though, but yeah.
I've got Van der Sar / Joe Hart.
What? You can't do that, can you?
You can't choose your team.
Joe de Sar.
Well, you've already looked in Joe Hart, to be fair, but you know.
Joe Hart's a good worthy shout, man.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
What?
Nothing.
Are you not embarrassed? No, seriously, Lewis, say yours.
I've got Van der Sar.
But first, apologise.
What are you trying to do? Get a reflection of people saying, oh, that's an amazing team.
No, does he not jar you out? Go to the main screen again. How it is all on one side.
Yeah, but that's how it
that's
works.
Probably
when
me.
The camera pans
I should be like this.
Yeah,
I?
But that's...
And you've got little Theo in the middle.
Van der Sar. Gary Neville, underappreciated right back. He talked
over
himself.
Kyle Walker.
Gary
crazy.
Neville has achieved so
crazy.
Much, and he talks himself down loads as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's
he was phenomenal, man.
Yeah. Did you watch him much? Given the fact that you've only started watching football 2 years ago.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Stones, Ferdinand, Evra.
Yep.
KDB, Keane, Yaya Toure.
Oh, no Scholes.
Mm. No Paul Scholes.
Mm, fairs.
And then we've got Beckham, Rooney, and Ronaldo.
I don't mind that.
It's actually pretty
good. I think it's the best team, personally.
It's not.
I think
I'd probably say, other than the goalie.
Think about the experience and the leaders in the team.
He shoehorned in Yaya, KDB, Scholes.
You wouldn't get the ball off my team.
Well, we've all got the same players.
No, we haven't.
How'd you work that one out?
No, we haven't. You haven't got Roy Keane.
I've got Raheem Sterling.
I think I did actually have Van der Sar over Joe Hart.
Why does it say Joe Hart on your sheet then?
It says Van der Sar slash Joe Hart. Van der Sar's first name.
No changes.
No changes. No, let us know in the comments who's got the best. Yeah. We obviously know Reeves got the worst. So
I'm the only one that mentioned Rodri, by the way, which I think, you know, come on.
And you're the only one who mentioned Raheem Sterling. There's a reason.
It's because I put Raheem Sterling in my Man City Chelsea combined 11. I thought, well, if I don't put Raheem Sterling in, people think I change my mind too often. So.
But that was Chelsea, Man City. That's what I got to do in Man United. You specky div.
Well, who's the... Well, Beckham, element, yeah.
David Beckham.
Guerra.
Really? Like Beckham versus Sterling?
David Beckham is a better player, or was.
Yeah, kind of.
No, he was.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, Sterling was a bit more prolific though, wasn't he?
So?
Beckham's a better footballer. Yeah, I think
you're in bed.
Oh, because he's a celebrity now, you're forgetting how good David Beckham was.
No, I'm not. I watched a documentary.
There's a reason he got signed by Real Madrid. he's a Galactico,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely, yeah. Fair play to him.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Treble winner.
Not bad yourself.
Yeah.
Most free kicks in Premier League history.
Oh, just got invited to watch this. Sorry, David, I had to put you in first.
Well, he watches the...
I don't believe it. David Beckham.
I don't believe it. Raheem Sterling.
That was my number one commentary. You know, Beckham watches this.
Shall we know, mate?
David Beckham watches this. He watches pitch.
Well, how does Beckham even play if you've got Cristiano Ronaldo with number 7? See what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Ronaldo's left wing, Beckham's right wing.
Oh, yeah, we're 23, wouldn't he? Yeah, if he's...
Or 10, like...
Beckham's right wing, Ronaldo's left wing.
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, how are you going to distribute the numbers on the shirts? I've at least got a different number.
They're adults.
You're the one thinking they're having fucking happy birthday parties in the dressing room.
Anyways, lads and ladies. It's been a weird podcast. Time for the game today. And we're playing...
Imposter. Are we actually again?
Yes. Well, this time, hopefully, we do.
Oh, mate,
it's good enough to make
a
clip.
I get so nervous when it lands on me, though, man. I can't fucking think properly.
So when it lands on you, and we start seeing your lip quiver.
So let's go. Let's just emphasize the rules. One word. One word. Yes.
Is your lip all right?
One word.
So, what's that mean?
Because you all need two
words. If anything, that's what we should have limited you to this podcast. Yeah,
that's also true.
Burn, bro.
At the end, if you're the imposter and they figure out it's you, you can still win if you guess who the player is. So be sneaky with the information you give away.
Be vague, but not too vague, as in like human. Can't say that.
Well, Tom, we did it before and Tom just started saying body parts.
Okay.
Cock.
I knew that.
And if you don't know the premise of the game, someone's an imposter and doesn't know who the player is. And you all have to give one word to describe who the player is.
If you don't know,
get to know. So 3 seconds, one word.
Big.
Skiing.
Stiff.
Slide. Three seconds.
2006.
Defender.
Bold.
Say it.
No.
No. You. It's you then, Reeve.
Traitor.
Legend.
Oh.
Huh?
So?
Well, I mean...
I went first.
Yeah. So, discuss who is the imposter.
Wait, I thought that was... We got another round, haven't we?
No.
Is that it? So, is that 9 already?
Yeah. Oh. I thought it was Theo, but I think it might be Reeve.
Okay, well, I'm voting Theo.
Why?
Based off what you said, that's the point.
And I'm trying to get you elaborate. We're trying to make a podcast.
What was your answers?
I said traitor, skiing, and 2006.
It's got to be you. I think
it's
you just guessed it.
It's 100% you. 100% is Tom. Think about what I said. How have I been so specific?
Skiing doesn't make sense.
What did you say?
It does make sense.
Big,
it makes
bold. Slide.
It makes perfect sense if you remember.
See that the third one makes me think that you.
I think that'll be you then, because you said legend. Actually,
big, bold, slidey, Theo.
Yeah. It's not.
What
it's
was
you.
Yours?
I mean, think about it. Skiing.
Yeah.
What skiing doesn't make sense.
I don't get that one.
It
though.
Does make sense if you remember my life.
you have to remember his life.
Wait, hang on. I feel like
it makes perfect sense.
What were yours again?
And 2006.
This is the best game we've had.
What happened in 2006?
Yeah, but why did you say ski? I don't know your life.
You do know this story.
Mine was stiff.
Legend.
Legend and defender.
It's 100% Tom.
I'm going for
it's 100%
Theo.
Tom.
I'm going for
think
Theo.
About what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he said a word that is specific
traitor
to that.
Traitor also matches him.
Nah.
Yeah, but then you could have worked it out.
Yeah, he's worked.
I said Traitor like first.
No, you didn't.
No, you said Traitor.
I said skiing first, which makes it more specific.
I don't
know. No,
it's
no,
Tom.
No.
I'm voting you.
Are you a fucking idiot?
You're trying too hard as well.
You're an idiot.
It's Theo. We're voting Theo.
You're an idiot.
I'm voting. Stop shouting. I'm voting Theo.
Think how specific I'm being.
Mate, we've voted you, Jack. Get over it.
What happened in 2006?
You've had two votes.
What happened in 2006?
World Cup.
Theo,
oh, you're right, idiot.
Okay, so vote.
Who's the imposter?
I'm going to yourself. Tom, final vote.
Theo.
Ree, final vote.
Theo.
Theo, final vote.
It's Tom.
Okay, well.
You tried really, you battled really well there, Theo.
Imposter, please reveal yourself.
No way!
Yeah. Fuck!
Why ski in 2006?
Wait, he's got to work out who it is.
No, I don't. No. I've won.
Yeah, but try and work out who it is.
Sol Campbell.
Oh. Yeah, it is.
Because if you're skiing and
I'll see you fucking
yeah, of course I did. That's why I said.
Fuck.
That's why I said defender. The most basic thing about Sol Campbell.
But how did you know? When did you work it out?
As soon as you said skiing.
Oh, fuck.
Bollocks.
That's how he knew then. Fair fight. Well
so played. You're 2006. You're like, what happened? What happened in 2006? You have no idea.
We left.
You have no idea. He scored Arsenal's goal in the Champions League final.
Right, okay.
Look, calls himself an Arsenal fan. That must be one of your most memorable moments in Arsenal history, that is.
What was skiing? You met him skiing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Afrey.
Yeah, Afrey. Twice, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, are we doing one more?
Wait, Sol Campbell's a legend.
We'll just...
No, okay. But... If you're a Spurs fan, he's a traitor. He went from Spurs to Arsenal.
But you
that's a traitor move.
That's what made me think it. When your first two, I was like, it's not you.
Yeah.
I was like, you're the imposter. Then when you said traitor, I was like, oh, I think he's just figured it out.
No.
Why did you think it was me?
But you were so convincing.
I knew as soon as he had slide as well, I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty obvious.
Fair enough. Because he was so convincing.
Thanks, mate.
You were good then, you little bastard.
Oh, that was really good.
I was never getting picked. We could have done that for ages and I was just
yeah, you
there,
were
like,
just, you must have been. And then as soon as he said it was me,
yeah,
like,
I'm going to go for Theo.
Well, I could have picked. Obviously, yeah.
What are you talking about? I could have picked either of you. You voted for each other.
Oh, you really were good at that, you little devil. You are.
Well,
you'd be really good at cheating.
Is that it? Yeah, that's it. We lived, we laughed, we loved.
One more, or is that it?
No, that's it.
We only got one game though.
Yeah, we're only going to use one. In future, we'll play it that quickly.
Fair enough. Well, guys, make sure you like and subscribe. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Hey, what an exciting episode. I can't wait for all the hate on YouTube. And yeah, man, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Yeah, you.